Hello everyone and welcome back to Katha Potli, the story box for children. Children, today I will tell you an interesting story by a very famous author, Mrs. Sudha Murthy. And she is one of my favorite authors. So here we go. Once upon a time, there was a boy called Sumesh. Sumesh was 10 years old. And he was a chatterbox. He loved to talk to anyone who had the time to listen to him. Sometimes he would talk so much that his parents would have to tell him to stop and rest his tongue a while. Every night he would lie down to sleep with his father, who would tell him a story. At that time, Sumesh was all ears. He would listen to his father's story attentively and then drift off to sleep. One day he listened to his father's story as usual. The next morning when he woke up, his parents were shocked. There was a pin drop silence in the house. Sumesh had stopped talking. At first, everybody was relieved, thinking he was playing a game. But when he did not speak, even after many days, they got worried. They took him to the best medicine men in the country, to all the sages, to all the holy men they could ever find. But no one found anything wrong with him. Neither did anyone helped or could help with any kind of treatment which could affect the boy. Years passed and Sumesh grew into a young man. His parents and everyone who knew him now thought him to be a dumb. One day he was traveling with his father's friend Lokesh to another village. They sat down to rest under a huge banyan tree. A crow was cawing loudly on the branches. Lokesh was telling Sumesh a very funny story involving a milkman, his cow, and the village men, and was mighty irritated because of the crow cawing loudly over his head and disturbing him. Finally, he could take it no longer. The crow was spoiling a perfect story. He first tried to shoo it away, but it paid him no heed. Then he picked up a stone and threw it at the crow, thinking that it would make it fly. Instead, the stone hit the crow and it fell dead. Lokesh was horrified. He had not meant to kill the bird at all. As he stood staring at the dead form lying under the tree, he did not realize when Sumesh had come up behind him. And he was stunned when he heard a voice behind him say, "Foolish crow, if only you had kept your mouth shut and been silent, you would have not have met this end." Lokesh forgot everything about crow and turned to stare at Sumesh. The boy had spoken. "Say it again, Santosh," he begged. But Sumesh just smiled mysteriously and refused to utter one more word. Lokesh hurried back to the village and told Sumesh's father the entire story. Now Sumesh's parents begged him again and again, "Speak once more, son, for the sake of your dear old parents." But it seemed as if Sumesh did not know how to talk at all. And everyone put the incident down to Lokesh's imagination. After that day, Sumesh's father and Lokesh, who had been business partners and friends for many years, stopped speaking to each other. They took on other partners in business and suffered losses. They were miserable as they had no one to share their deepest sorrows and joys with. Somesh saw all this, and one day, as he sat down to eat his dinner with his father, he noticed his father was just toying with the food and not eating. His mind was clearly elsewhere. Suddenly, Somesh spoke again. If Lokesh uncle had remained silent, he would have been your friend still, right? You were right, father. Silence is golden and speech is silver. His father nearly fainted when he heard his son speaking. Suddenly, he remembered the bedtime story he had told his 10-year-old son. It was about a king who lost his kingdom because he was too busy talking to prepare for war. And his final words before his son had drifted off to sleep were, "Silence is golden and speech is silver." He hugged his son and explained, "That was just a saying. How I have longed to hear you talk again, son. Please do not do this again. I will never complain about your chattering again." And from that day, Somesh spoke again. But he remembered to think carefully before he opened his mouth. So children, I hope you enjoyed this beautiful story about Somesh, and written by Mrs. Sudha Murthy. And stay tuned for more such stories and subscribe to the podcast. Bye. Take care.